are back. That song never gets old. Cat Day Mo Show, co-host Spike on the mic, MIC, Spike on the MIC, all forms social media. I am a cat, I'm a name Mo on Twitter, cat name Mo on the gram. Find me under my government name on Facebook, if you will. Sunday, final Sunday, final day of my birthday month, June 30th. My headlining show that will be being taped. Hopefully we get it up on some streaming services after the fact. That will be the Excuse Me While I Whip This Out show. Sunday, June 30th, Side Splitters Tampa. And that is a 4 p.m. start. Got a lot of people coming out. The ticket sales look fantastic. It will sell out. I've never said this about a show. We've had them sell out. We've had them close to, I'm telling you, from the looks of a show that is still 20 plus days out, it's going to sell out. I know we got Drew with a table. We got Ian Beckles with a table. We a couple of other people that I'll save as surprises with the table. And a few listeners here have already let me know that they're going to show. It's going to be a fun show. It is the redo debut of Spike on the Mic. Spike on the Mic is Fast and Furious. Have you completed your 5 to 7, Spike? What Dude. Can you tell me about this redo debut set of yours?
Speaking of waking up, I woke up this morning at 2 in the morning and kind of tweaked my set again. I said, ooh, this is going to be good. Because if you wake up laughing, then that's, well, I woke up laughing. I said, well, I have to add this to it or tweak this and make it like, so.
Spike, hold on. You just reminded me of a joke I had when I was asleep and I meant to write it down.
Oh, you're
Holy
welcome.
Hell.
So now I'm co-writer of your joke.
Holy hell. Hold on. Where's that? Let me get to
go ahead. Go ahead. And I added mine and I tweaked it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Mo. I might run the lights. So for those who don't know in the business, what we mean by run the lights is, you know, once I get the flash, I might just
first
run
off
the lights.
You're not in the business. Secondly, in the business, we say you went over your time. So just say you may
I might run the lights.
See, I can't even remember.
Or I might leave early.
Go ahead, caller.
It's absolutely going to be a great show. I cut a promo earlier this afternoon on Drew Garabo with John Senning.
Oh, it was you.
June 30th. Sunday.
Very nice.
4 p.m. Tell me people can't be there. Ladies, get the hell out of the house. Come on down. We're at table 11. It's gonna be a fun time.
It absolutely is. And thank you for cutting that promo again. Appreciate you, sir. Right there. You heard the man, ladies. Come on out. Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead,
yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun time. And you can get tickets at sidesplitterscomedy.com. I just actually on Twitter, Instagram, and my Facebook page posted the link every Thursday up until the show. I'm doing a throwback clip, and then I'm giving you the link to the show. So it's very easy to find, and you can choose your seats and all of that jazz.
I'll have to give you, you're correct. Don't post any of my old stuff. Because I looked at the little bit that I had.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, wait. Hold on, Spike.
I didn't have to say that. Wait. The kind of guy I am, integrity, but I'm doing it.
When I was telling you it wasn't a good set, you said, no, you killed.
I didn't say that. I know I didn't say that. Right.
Pull the tape, Spike. Pull the tape.
Not that
Who
I
was
say
it?
I
it was, was it Wells or was it? I think it was Dizzy.
I know Mr. What's the name was in it? DeWitt.
Oh, yeah, Mo DeWitt. And you killed, Spike.
So, I never said I killed.
So you went back. Remember when I said, Spike, I got the tape.
And I said, I got to have the tape. Yeah, Dizzy. It was Dizzy here because I was sitting over there.
Yeah.
And I said, I have the tape, too, of what you saw, what you sent me.
Yeah.
And I looked back and I said, ooh.
Ooh. Well, I appreciate the newfound self-awareness, Mike. And yes, and I'm not saying that.
I don't care.
I'm not saying that because I'm trying to dog on you.
It was just
woo. As Gio like woo.
I'll concur.
Can you tell me that you have looked at this and you have decided to tell more than one joke in your 5 to 7 minutes? That you're not going to do.
Wait, hold on a second. The first time it was more than one joke.
It was one story.
It was a series of jokes in the story.
But that's how you envisioned it.
Yeah.
That's not the execution.
That's not how you executed it. That's a problem.
I know how you heard it in your mind, Spike.
Good gravy, yes. Exactly. Definitely heard it in my mind, yeah.
But that's not what the audience heard.
Hey, get my pass today. That was funny to me. Okay?
You really ain't up there to make yourself laugh, Spike.
No, and so I've watched comedians, and I've watched the mannerisms and the style. I just need to work on that.
Well,
because if you go up there giggling and laughing, the audience will giggle and laugh too. I've learned to do.
It's not always true. There's a lot of comics that laugh through a set, and they're the only one laughing.
D.L. Hughley, he's always up there giggling his laugh.
Yeah, but he's also got funny jokes. You can't just get up there and giggle and laugh with a bad set, and people are going to laugh at it.
In my first set, I remember saying the coaches were giving out the pass today. So I'm walking through the gym. Hey, get up past the day. Hey, get up past the day.
What's funny about
slapping that? People on the butt?
But what's funny?
You can't
about
do that nowadays. You know, you get in trouble.
But what's funny about that?
Just the whole hey, get up past the day. Hey, get up past the day. Slapping people on the butt. Okay, I understand. You can't do that today because you know nowadays it's called an assault. Okay, yeah. See, it didn't go well. But that was a. You know, I shouldn't be doing this because, you know.
So we're going to do multiple topics, not just one long story with what you think are jokes in between, pepper in between.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how it works. But
So you've got the set from beginning to end. You're not even going, hey, I'm going to throw in a new joke here.
Unless I wake up with one. But right now it's tight, Mo.
Dude, I swear to God, I woke up. I'm going to let you do what you do. I ain't going to say nothing bad. I swear to God, you reminded me, I woke up with a joke, and it cracked me up. Mm. And now I'm trying to remember it, and it's not funny to me now.
So hold on a second. You said it made you laugh.
Yeah.
And then my jokes made me laugh, so what's the difference?
Yeah, but I knew my joke would also make an audience laugh. I've been doing it a minute, Spike.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. I'm untold talent. I'll tell you this. There have been jokes that I have come up with that I said, that is going to kill, and just nothing. There have been jokes where I said, oh, yeah, that's okay, and it slays. And you go, oh, I got to move that back or closer to the closer. But there was one joke that I thought was going to be a gut buster. And, you know, people just, you know, there may be an applause break. It got an okay laugh. It would only every time, and I say every time I would do it because I was so positive that this joke was out and out hilarious that I just kept doing it, and it would still get an okay laugh. It wouldn't be anything that would stop the show because it was bomb or anything. But then I was just like, you know what? I'm just doing this joke for me.
Nobody like your music but yourself, Prince.
I think it's funny. And I would preface it. I would go, listen, I do that joke for me. F y'all. That's mm-hmm. I wish I could remember what joke it was, but I cannot.
Listen, my Mobley joke I thought was a killer. It was at the end. I thought it was a great closer. It was funny. I missed a couple spots on it. I missed a couple things that would have brought it all home. Because I remember saying, oh, man, I forgot to say this and that and that. Because I think I didn't want to run the lights.
You don't want to go over it. It's like nobody don't run. I didn't want to run. I'm telling you,
you're just a boomer. It has been said, they say it a lot.
It sounds
because I've heard it. People, I didn't make it up.
People trying to purposely sound hip. I ran the lights. You went over, fool. That's what you did.
Well, we know that's exactly going over. But the term is called running. They call it running the lights.
People trying to be purposely hip are using that term, running the light. Give me the correlation between going over and running the lights. Break it down.
The same thing.
Break it down. How does like if I were to say, let me try and give so I went over. I wouldn't be beyond the lights. Now I could understand that because what you're saying is you got the light and you went beyond the time that the light indicated. So explain to me running the lights.
I know what your problem is. And you said I had this problem. You said I'm too literal.
Give me the figurative, not the literal.
I don't know what that means.
Not literal. Figurative is the opposite of literal. We'll be back.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Stream Real Raw.